Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Kick My Brother Podcast.
Kick My Brother Podcast
with Chris and Kyle. Hey! For the next hour, some entertaining conversation, some music talk, and whatever else they get into. Hey! Here are your hosts, Chris and Kyle.
Welcome back, Chris.
Welcome back. A couple weeks now, right?
Yeah, I've been off. Seems like a lot longer. I don't remember even when our last show was.
That's the holidays due to you.
Yeah, that's right. Must have been pretty good holidays. I don't really remember those, too much of those either.
That's what they're supposed to be like. Coming back to our holiday chat we had earlier one time. I think you mentioned this. Starts on Halloween.
Did you say coming back, Chris, a second ago?
I can't remember. It was like it was like a whole second ago or two.
Because the state of our show today, Chris, you know, just by interesting and randomly coming across it, our theme of our show is Back to the Future. So a little bit of that Back to the Future is, well, I guess the second movie, Back to the Future 2, would you say it was?
No, it's the first one.
Was it the first one?
It is the very first one, yeah. Oh, you know what? I think you might be right. I think that's what I read, too. That was the anniversary of the second one.
Yeah, it's actually the second one. Yeah. But it ended in 2000.
No, is it the second one?
It's the second one. Because the first one, they went back to the 50s. They went backwards, and the second one, they went
forward. Oh, right. 1955, they went back to.
Yeah, the first time around.
1955, you're right.
Yeah. But that was, it was 2015. And that's what we're
Explain the context. Explain the context, 2015, wasn't it? That's what they have. It was not on the in the DeLorean?
Yeah, that's where they, exactly, that's the year they went to.
Into the future, back into the future.
Yeah.
But you can, it's on the DeLorean, control panel or whatever in the car, and it has 1985 on the top, and then the bottom, and like, it's either blue or red LED, it's either one. The bottom is like 2015 is where they're going, right?
Yeah. They're going. They don't need roads.
That's right, but they need plutonium.
That's right.
They need plutonium.
Yep. So, so they go. They go back. And do you remember the big song from that time, Chris? Well, from the movie.
Oh, totally do. Yeah, the Back in Time song.
Back in Time song. Should we play it? Do you want to play a little snippet of it?
Fire it up if you got it.
Oh, I got it. Yeah,
fire up the Huey Lewis.
I got all of Huey Lewis tapes.
Should put on the right size, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Side two.
On my player here. One second. Here we go.
Side two. Start with Cashmere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't get my tape player to stop.
Is it sticking again?
Yeah, I was like trying to stop and it was stuck. Yeah. I think Huey Lewis is a little upset with us that, I wasn't really making fun of him or mocking him.
No, actually, I have some praise to give to him. A friend of mine, you might know him, Kyle, Patrick Bateman, really likes the CD Sports.
That's right.
My buddy Patrick Bateman likes that CD. That's his favorite one.
Yeah. What other songs were on that CD? The tape. Was it CDs?
CD.
Were CDs in 85?
As a matter of fact, they were, actually. They were around 85.
Oh, interesting.
And I think what the CD was, I think that there was, in July of 85, you can tell people this, your next fancy business party. In July of 1985, there were only 6 CD pressing plants. They almost had to increase the price of CDs because they couldn't produce as much to meet demand.
Interesting.
You know? Yeah, there were a lot of people who wanted to hang them from the rearview mirror also to get a nice, make a nice reflector.
Yeah.
So it added to the music demand as well, and that just put them over the top almost.
Well, I do remember some of those early 80s, tapes. But they, because like the demand of CDs, like they would actually use the tape recording and put them onto the CD, and it sounded awful.
Well, sure, but I want to tell you the backstory. There's a very dark backstory to what happens with those warehouses.
Okay.
In the early 90s, my favorite subject, porn. There was in the 90s that was really booming. I mean, now we're talking about 85 here, but it's ties into it because remember I was telling about the pressing plants. There were only 6 of those.
Okay.
Well, of course, they expand every day like a blockbuster, right, to meet demand. Like, get a build warehouse today and house people. So what happens when the demand goes away? You get stuck with these warehouses. And it's even darker than you might think because they use those warehouses that were bought early 90s by porn companies exclusively, get this, for snuff films.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty dark.
It is. It's even more dark than I just thought of that within a minute and a half.
Yeah. Why you know that is...
I just made it up in a minute and a half.
That's not necessarily...
Yeah, that would be some cool history going back to the future. That's what I was trying to do there.
I was like, wow, I didn't even know they still made stuff. I was imagining they do somewhere in somebody's deep, dark corner. But that's...
But it's not to say there's not a warehouse that's making snuff films, folks. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Just might send as many as we might...
That's how rumors get started.
Yeah. That is usually a warehouse thing. So, let's digress a little bit away from there.
Yeah.
So anyway, so there were CDs, and like you said, the audio quality was compromised because to meet that demand also, they had to, they were pressing CDs from a tape recording. You know, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, it was.
That's the equivalent of you and I. What's that?
That's pretty bad. It was pretty bad sound quality.
Well, that's the equivalent of you and I, yeah, totally. It's the equivalent of you and I recording something off the radio station with a boombox.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what you get.
That's right.
Those Maxell 90s only went so long, people.
Yep.
So we're in the share of those Maxell 90s.
That's right. Do you remember anything else?
Yeah, I was walking around a lot in the 80s. I wasn't sure whether Life was Live or was Memorex. I couldn't figure it out. Sometimes. Your question was what?
Do you remember anything else by about 1985 when you were wandering around? 1985.
trying to figure out what it was like.
When you were in the mall and
they were malls.
Yeah.
Well, there's one thing, Back to the Future movie that I was thinking of that I've always thought was kind of funny, watching the movie, going back to that. That, remember the terrorists were the Libyans?
Yep.
That was like equivalent to the radical Islams that we have today.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the bad guy, the evil guy, the Libyans that shot Doc Brown.
I think they've been bad guys in movies for a long time.
What's that?
I think like the Middle Eastern guy, I mean, that's...
Yeah, right. You know, they always get a bad rap.
Yeah, I mean, so that's you want me to talk about typecasting.
Well, I think the only Middle Eastern guy that never doesn't get a bad rap is Modest Yahoo.
Yeah, I think he's Middle Eastern. He's
sure
a Hispanic Jew.
Well, then he's sure putting on a show. Man, he's sure putting on one hell of a show.
Yeah.
Things like Ben Stevens in Manhattan.
Yep. And a little bit of research for this 2015. So apparently Nike is releasing Back to the Future shoes, sneakers.
Are they really? We get to count like green prints and stuff on the shoe, on the sneaker.
Yeah, like the shoes that Michael J. Fox wore, like that type of style.
Oh,
shoe.
You know what I was just thinking of myself?
What's
I was
that?
Actually thinking Converse, like putting prints of the movie on the shoe. That'd be pretty badass.
Put what on it?
Put like the like images from the movie on the shoe, on the Converse shoe, on the Chuck Taylors.
Oh, yeah, back then, but yeah, these were Nikes.
I don't know. So the ones he wore in the movie, is kind of that style is being released.
Yeah, they're actually releasing those.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
That's cool. Let's find out what kind of skateboard he was riding. Sell that skateboard. Sell the retro skateboard.
No, it was a hoverboard.
No, he had a skateboard in 1955.
Yeah, but this is 2015. We're talking two different movies. You're in a different zone, man.
No, we're not, dude, because that's one thing to say. Between 2015 and 1985, sneakers haven't changed.
Not that much.
Got to put that shit on your foot. But you said, where are the fucking hoverboards? I did hear Tony Hawk was, no lie, it wasn't the hoax he was doing before, but he was working some hoverboard stereotypes. I mean, sorry, prototypes. Stereotypes, like hoverboards, personalities. Stereotype and hoverboard again.
I think I actually have seen some prototypes out there, but I think that's a long ways away.
And by prototypes, you mean prototypes.
Prototypes.
Yeah, because then there's at the end, we were promised jetpacks, right? Which is where we totally were.
Oh, yeah,
we're supposed to
be
2015, we're supposed to, I know we're taking a turn on the year, but we're supposed to have Jetsons cars by now. We're supposed to have Jetson cars by 2000, you know. That kind of stuff. Where those cars, man.
Yep.
Yep. Like Robin Williams said, congratulations, you clone a sheep, but how can we tell the difference?
Good one, Robin.
That's right.
You know, what was the big shoe in 1985 was, Chris?
The big what in 1985?
The big shoe. What was the big shoe? Sneaker. The sneaker. What was the big sneaker?
Oh, the big shoe. Well, shoe and sneaker is different. I'm like, I don't know, the Bass Loafer? The biggest, probably the Jordan.
That's right, Air Jordan.
Yeah, it had to be the Jordan. I actually read recently, I was just reading some stuff about 85, when we decided it would be a good topic to have, that there was something, let me find it quick. This actually made the news back then. Oh, actually, Staubach was in the Hall of Fame in 1985. But... in December of 85, Dude, this is when that kind of like the news 85. Michael Jordan, the first one is Michael Jordan's thankfully back playing with the Bulls around Christmas.
Hmm.
And then after that, you know, and then it says, he's been keeping a low profile since he broke a bone in his left foot October 29th. But, you know, then it's just like that's like the lead news. It's how it was happening in December. You know, the dude still is a celebrity to this day. But I think he started in 84, 83.
I want to say it was 84. It was during that time, yeah.
83, 84. And he started as a rookie, right?
Yeah. You just call him a Wookiee?
Yeah. Totally a Wookiee, man. I saw him at the festival. But dude, I saw him, man. Passed out at the table. What he did, man, it was so creative. Because earlier in the day, it was like doing basketball tricks.
Yep.
And then, like, later in the afternoon, I saw him. It was probably, like, I don't know, fourth or fifth set on the big stage. It was near there. And he made this, Michael Jordan, he got, like, a PVC pipe, and he put it in his basketball, and he was doing gravity bowls.
I don't think that's before, true story at all.
Like 79, man. That show.
Yeah. Maybe it was Bill Walton. I think you're confusing Bill Walton with Eric Michael Jordan.
I don't know, man. That's pretty close. You're right.
Yeah. Neck and neck.
So. Neck and neck. You don't want to imagine that, Bill Walton. Michael Jordan, neck and neck.
No. So we were saying the sports team here, Chris. And
well,
big team.
One person.
Yeah, might as well. Yeah, you know.
I'm sensing a theme here, man.
Yeah, that's right. You know, just keep going along here.
I can go in the direction instead of Snuffles. I'm sensing a theme. Let's go with this.
Yeah, I think we got to get off the Snuffles. I'm not sure, you know. Just trying to lighten it up here a little bit.
Right, right. Let's talk sports. Oh, yeah, sports. That ties in with you. Oh, that's right. His album.
Yeah. What was the 85 Bears? Remember the 85 Bears?
Oh, was that the Wookiee Shuffle?
Yep. Hey, I'm going to surprise you with something here. Hang on a second. And don't, just,
oh,
we had a caller.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, we had a caller.
Shit.
Yep. I think he probably wants to talk about the 85 Bears. Let's see who it is. Hello, caller.
Particular noise.
Caller.
Maybe he's
talking
to me. Technology.
Hello?
Yep.
Yeah, we're talking to you.
Am I on the air?
You're on the air. You're live.
Sounds like Jack, man. Is this Jack?
Oh, it's Jack.
All right.
Hey,
Jack. Kyle, did you say Jack wants to talk about the 85 Bears? Is that why he called?
I think so. I think so. It doesn't really tell me the reason why he wants to call. I think he's just, you know.
That was a front.
I got my 10 minutes of prison phone time.
That's right. He's got his turn on the phone.
Is that what that big pause was before we got? That's why we couldn't get through, because somehow he masked, like, calling from. Stanford
yeah.
Correctional Institute, collect call from.
So that's
like, I've got a call, let's take it, whatever, where it's coming from, we'll pick it up.
So, Jack, were you in jail in 85?
Let's start there.
I don't want to answer that question.
All right. Were prisons different in 1985? Let's ask that. I guess they were.
Yes,
probably
they didn't have cable.
No, that's right.
Yeah, there was cable in 85. Because the Disney Channel
not in jail.
Oh, right.
They probably, that's probably,
no,
probably
I'm
official. Only
I'm
in jail. They didn't
have it
in
jail.
Yeah.
That's what it
should
well,
be. Actually, you know what, man? I probably suspect that there's a strong reason why the Disney Channel wasn't broadcast in the local prison. It's probably a good reason why.
Why is that?
Because of the Chomos, man.
The Chomos?
Hmm.
Child molester.
Child molester.
Oh.
Jack, don't act like you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
So Chris,
I mean, I'm not one, but I know what you're talking about.
So that's what I want to point out, Jack. I'm not sure if you've listened to the show from the beginning or not, but so far Chris has talked about snuff films and taught us the slang word for child molesters.
I didn't hear that, but apparently his mind must be in the gutter.
Yeah, we have, but we've made it, we're 20 minutes in.
Let's recategorize a second terminology. It's prison nomenclature.
That's right, prison nomenclature. So, Jack, do you remember the movie
Orange
Back
is
the
New
Future?
Black.
That's a good show.
Very good, Jack.
Yeah. Jack, do you remember the show Back to the Future?
Of course.
Or the movie, excuse me. Yep.
Michael
yeah, so
J.
See if you
Fox.
Can name See if you can name if you remember this.
You got to ask him, Kyle, because Jack. I know you. I noticed that you talked to Jack very slowly, which is very nice.
Mm.
But you have to tell him that you're playing a game right now, because he might, you know.
Oh yeah, this is a game. This is where we're gonna play a game. It's gonna.
Ask him if he wants to play a game first. Hey, Jack, you want to play a game?
Am I being timed?
No, there's no timing here.
Okay.
We'll see if. All right. See if you recognize. Name this character. One second.
Give me a tab.
Tab? I can't give you a tab unless you order something.
All right, give me a Pepsi free.
You want a Pepsi, pal? You're going to pay for it.
Look, just give me something without any sugar in it, okay?
Some of that sugar.
Hey, McFly! What do you think you're doing? Hey, I'm talking to you, McFly, you Irish bug.
Oh, hey, Biff. Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Yeah, you got my homework finished, McFly?
Well, actually, I figured since it wasn't due till Monday.
Hello? Hello? Anybody home? time to recopy it. Do you realize what would happen if I hand in my homework in your handwriting? I'd get kicked out of school. You wouldn't want that to happen, would you? Would you?
Well, now, of course not.
No,
I wouldn't want that to happen.
What are you looking at, butthead?
All right, so who is McFly? What's his first name?
The
Michael J. Fox character McFly, or the McFly who plays him as an older guy?
The McFly plays him as an older guy.
The one from the fucking scene, Jack.
I know who he is, but I don't know his name. It's not coming to me.
No. Just his first name in the movie. Doesn't have to be the actor.
Oh, I see what his character name is.
Character name, yes.
Let me think. A, B, C, D.
What are you doing, Jack?
E, F. I can't remember. What is it?
It's George.
There's George. Yeah. I didn't get to G. See, I pulled through the alphabet to try to remember.
Yep.
Dumb fucker.
You know, I don't know if this was if it was 85 or not, but there was another thing. Remember, there was We Are the World in 1985. We'll play
that. Yeah, it was that.
But do you remember Hands Across America?
You know who did that shit was, I'm thinking the other one was Sun City. I'm going to play Sun City. The dude from Springsteen's band had that. But Hands Across America, what was the representation of that? What was the big drive? What interest group had that one?
Well, it was like a weird thing, right? It was, let me see. I was surprised it never happened again.
Well, that's a long way to go to be holding hands.
Yeah, they still
it
do
is.
That.
And they didn't even have
the
all the sanitizer back then.
No shit, right. Now it would be sponsored by Purell and they make billions off it. Hands Across America.
Yeah, right.
Apparently it was 1986.
You know what I can't
that's
do? I can't wash. I can't shake hands with somebody who walks out of the men's room without washing their hands. I might as well put my hand on their penis.
I do have a thing about that. Like, donate $10 to deserve the place in line. The proceeds are donated to local charities to fight hunger and homelessness and help those in poverty. That was Hands Across America.
Say that again, Speedy Gonzalez.
Goodness gracious, now you made me go back. So, many participants donated $10 to reserve their place in line. The proceeds were donated to local charities to fight hunger and homelessness and help those in poverty.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Enough people participated that an average of all participants had taken, as if spread evenly along the route, standing 4 feet apart, an unbroken chain across 48 contiguous states would have been formed. Hands Across America raised $34 million.
And got to three states. It got through.
Did they go across America?
Rhode Island.
No.
It got through Rhode Island. Delaware.
Rhode Island to Maine. Rhode Island to Maine. There's plenty
Rhode
more
Island,
ground.
Delaware.
Go away, people. I'm holding everybody's
part
fucking
of Connecticut.
Hand. Get out of here. Here's your $25,000. Go do what you need to.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It was a fun time, 85, though.
That was actually 86.
Oh, that's why, see, that's. I'm glad it didn't happen in 85. That would have been kind of a blemish in 85. That's a silly thing. That's very silly.
Yeah, because 86, the space shuttle blew up.
Did it? But in 85, there was Discovery, though.
Right.
In 85, there was Discovery. One thing I found, 85 was Discovery.
Was it? Thought it was 86.
Yeah, it was. And, Kyle, you're talking about sports, actually. I think about 20 minutes ago, the USFL was started in 85.
Really?
Yep. It sure was.
When did Michael
USFL
Jordan's shoes come out? Was that 85?
That was 85, yep. Yep. Well, here's the thing, too. So we'll talk back to the future sports. There was a certain team in Back to the Future 2015 that said, blank team in the World Series. Do you know what team it was?
What was
blank
the show?
What?
No, it was like a billboard in Back to the Future 2.
Like, what?
It was like going across, and it said, like, blank team, what name the team that won the World Series in 2015, according to Back to the Future 2.
Chicago Cubs.
Royals.
Oh, okay. You guys got to say it separately.
Were we supposed to confer on this?
Well, no. Okay, Jack, what do you think it said?
Chicago Cubs.
Chicago Cubs. Christopher, what do you think it said?
The Royals, Royals.
Nope, it was indeed the Chicago Cubs. And the Chicago Cubs actually have a pretty good chance at the World Series this year. You heard this year first. They have a chance to win the World Series.
Who does? The Cubs do?
The Cubs do. If I was picking a team right now, I'd pick the Chicago Cubs to win the World Series.
Pick the Cubs to win?
Yeah. Well,
isn't Madden now the coach of the Cubs?
He might be, actually.
Have the Cubs ever won the World Series?
He signed with them after leaving Tampa. What's the other team down there in Florida?
No, it was Tampa.
Yeah, it was Tampa. It was Tampa Bay Rays.
Yep.
You know,
I get my news like a week later, but I think that's a fact.
And Theo Epstein, the old Boston Red Sox general manager, who helped them win the World Series, is the general manager of the Chicago Cubs now. Just let you guys know that. Yep.
That's important.
What about them?
No.
What about them Padres? Wasn't it the 80s when Steve Garvey was on them? Or was he still on the Dodgers?
He was on a lot of things then. He was on a lot of things when he was on the Padres.
Yeah, but we don't know all their names.
That's right.
Speaking of Dodgers who couldn't really dodge long enough, in October of that year, Kate Hudson's grandfather, Rock Hudson, passed away from the AIDS.
In 85?
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, but Goldie Hawn was big in the 80s, right?
No, she looked pretty good in the 80s.
With Wildcats. She had Wildcats, I think, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. She looks
so
good.
Do you know what's flatter than Goldie Hawn?
What's what?
Flatter.
No.
A 55-inch plasma TV.
Well, again, that's funny that you brought up flat-screen televisions, Jack. Because in Back to the Future 2015, that's what it was all about. Everybody had these flat-screen televisions.
Did they really? They really
had
those,
man?
We did. Yep.
And video telephone, which is like FaceTime.
That's cool.
That's right, like FaceTime. Very good, Jack. Look at you go.
Wow.
Speaking of Yugos, those were big in the 80s, too.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about the Yugo.
Hey, man, does anybody know who Joe Pepitone is?
He's an actor.
He's a former first baseman for the Yankees in 85.
Okay.
Yeah, he got picked up in 85 in Brooklyn. He was charged with possession of heroin and cocaine. Poor fellow.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Last professional fight was Larry Holmes' professional fight. While I'm on the subject, he stopped David Bay in 10 rounds. Back to you, Kyle, with weather.
Well, here's another Back to the Future. Jack, you might know this, too. Is in so Marty McFly goes into the arcade,
Marty,
like a retro arcade.
Did I win now?
No, it was George McFly. It was George, Jack.
Oh.
His dad was George.
See, dude, I thought the question was who
was
the actor. Crispin,
I thought
Crispin,
the
Crispin
question
Crispin
was
Glover,
who he was when he was younger.
It was Marty. No, he didn't.
Right,
his dad
Crispin
was George.
Played Marty when Marty was younger.
Who?
That's true. Crispin Glover, Kyle, was Marty when Marty was younger. He was
you're
was
all screwed
dude.
Up
he
with
actually,
George. George was always
he was actually,
dad, yes, but that wasn't Crispin.
Yeah. Crispin was the 55 dude, the dude in 1955.
Right.
Yeah, man.
But what's crazy about that, dude, is where remember McFly punches, he clocks Biff, and where Biff is trying to have a little rape action with Lorraine, who's actually his mother? Some weird shit.
Leah Thompson.
Yep.
And, Jack, did you know that Lorraine went on to make snuff films, like, 10 years later?
I was not
aware
of that.
Just a little sidebar.
Apparently, they made them in old
now,
CD factories.
Was that the kind of snuff you put up your nose?
No, the silent T, Jack. The T is silent.
So anyway, I was talking about. I started to say, Marty McFly walks into a retro arcade, right? And the kids don't really know how to use the game. And he's like, "Oh, here!" And he starts playing the game with the video game.
Oh, that's
hand.
Right. Yeah.
And they're like, "What?
You
use your hands?" And now look, now like everybody's like Xbox, like free and Wii and all that stuff, right? Without they don't use any
all
other
that,
controllers
right?
anymore.
I got some trivia for the
okay.
movie.
Ready for this call?
When Marty is found by Leah Thompson and brought back into the house, and she goes and he puts him in the bed and everything,
gee.
He wakes up the next morning.
Oh, I know it.
She calls him a name.
I know it. I know it.
What
I know,
name
I know.
Does she call him? Okay, go ahead.
I thought it was Pip Mike.
It's Calvin.
No.
Calvin
Klein. Oh, it is on his underwear.
That's right. Calvin Klein was on his underwear.
Right, dude.
Yep.
Yeah. And then who was in the underwear when they did that?
Ron Jeremy.
Mark Wahlberg.
Who was in the underwear?
Mark Wahlberg.
Was he there? Was he doing that then?
Oh, really? Are you serious?
No, I made that up, but it sounded good, didn't it?
Yeah,
right on,
like
Jack.
90s.
I like style, man.
Jack's catching on here.
He is. He totally is. Right
hey,
on, Jack.
So, Chris, what's another thing that happened in 1985 that we should know about?
An important thing. Oh, you know what? I know I'm not a soda drinker, but Coke Classic came back after the old Coke was rejected by many. That's the fact, Jack.
Oh, that obviously there was a color wars. We heard, can I have a cab? Can I have Pepsi free?
Oh,
President,
right.
Yeah. President
but
Reagan
to get back,
was in office.
More merrier subjects in 85. Get back to more merrier subjects in 85, which is, you know, my favorite ones. There were two cuckoos in 85. There was Bernie Goetz, the subway dude from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And the same year, later that same year, they caught up with the Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker.
I'm starting to get a word about you, Chris.
What's that?
I'm starting to get a word about you up there. You okay?
Oh, right,
got,
right. You
snuff
do you have any sharp objects near you?
Chomos and you're talking about serial killers. And I mean, that's very interesting topics that you're talking about.
I did mention that artist to the space shuttle discovery to go into space. I was trying to.
Yeah, you did
to
do the shuttle.
Yep. Maybe get you off the path a little bit.
Hey,
you know what, though? There was an earthquake in Mexico City that killed 3,000 people. To bring that.
I got something for you, Chris. Yeah, I'll say it. So.
Ready?
Here you go. To make everybody feel better.
Right on.
Name that tune. Somebody go. Name the tune. Anybody.
Or get on it. Put it on it.
Is. There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, what a time to lend a hand to life. The greatest gift of all.
Wrote that song?
I think Quincy Jones and Michael Jackson, or Quincy Jones mostly. I think it was those two.
Are you sure about that?
That's my guess. You asked me a question. Just answering the question.
I think you did. I did.
One of those two. I think those guys had, it was, they may have been more collaborators than that, really. That's a big song.
I don't want to say Dionne Warwick. That's a big
It wasn't.
You know who actually did write it? It was actually, that's how he got elected. It was Ronald Reagan's inauguration speech.
No, it was. It was
who
written by
elected?
Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie.
Michael and Lionel Richie, those two?
Yep.
Produced by Quincy Jones, though, right?
Yep.
You know how I know that, though, about the producing? Because everything in rhythm and blues from and soul from 1975 1979 to 2004 is when Quincy Jones.
Wasn't that also the year of St. Elmo's Fire?
Just taking a shot at that one.
Wasn't 85 St. Elmo's Fire, too, movie-wise?
It was. Yes, it was. St. Elmo's Fire.
Or this great television show. You guys ready? Yeah, I was like, this great television
show.
Television
show from 85? Let's see what you got.
Of the show?
Growing Stains.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Growing
mm-hmm.
Stains. Was that the one?
And he,
that's it.
He ended up going crazy religion.
Yeah, Kirk Cameron.
Yeah. All
no way, dude.
Preaching at everybody.
Yeah.
WWKCD, what would can't Kirk Cameron do? Because if you live your life that way, you'll never go astray.
Well, and then Alan Thicke, his son, or no, is Robin Thicke, right? Is that correct?
That's right. Robin.
Yep.
Robin Thicke?
Yep, that's
Robin
his son.
Thicke. Yeah, that's Alan Thicke's son. They look identical.
No, it isn't. Dude, it's fucking Mike Seaver, the son.
That's not that.
Liar. Like, stop making shit up for the show because people are going to catch on. You're like the boy who called Cry Wolf now.
Another famous actor was actually in Growing Pains. Does anybody know?
Who? Alan Thicke.
No.
What was the character? Was that 85? That was 85. This show was, so it debuted in 85?
It debuted in 85.
What was the character?
I can't remember his name. I know he's never won any... Oh, it's Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, didn't he come in as like the neighbor's friend or something, friend of the neighbor?
Yeah,
or
he came in towards the end.
Because every show, including the cartoons, I think you mentioned this, like Scooby, Scooby and Scrappy Doo. Every time they bring in, and Family Ties is ruined also when they bring in a younger character, just like they brought in a younger character for Growing Stains, right? And that was like the last year or two of the show.
I think so.
And yeah, he was a friend neighbor of the show. You're right, man. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yep.
It's a good one.
I didn't realize this, that Growing Pains spawned the spinoff series, Just the Ten of Us.
I never heard of the Just Ten of Us, though. Never heard of that one. I've never heard of that one. Hey, Jack, do you remember when Charles was in charge?
Did you know that there was...
fucking Jack.
Did you know there was a Growing Pains movie? In 2000, followed by Growing Pains, Return of the Seavers in 2004.
I think Chris used to watch Facts of Life for all the girls.
Well, why wouldn't I, dude? I like little cuties in my life.
Household. The big lesbian
household.
They were household.
Lesbians, man. Yeah, come back to me when you fuck Blair and Joe on the same night, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, you fuck both those bitches in one night over on Tootie's bed. That's how I did.
You know, but then there was Tracy Gold was in Growing Pains.
That's right. And then she had drinking pains later on.
Well, this is like, I didn't realize this. So she had to battle with anorexia, which everybody realizes, right?
Oh, right, as a child, as an adolescent, yeah, she had anorexia as an adolescent, yeah.
Yeah, so she was she gained some weight over the hiatus, and then in that season, the show scripts called for her to be the brunt of fat jokes.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No way, that's awesome.
Then she lost all weight. I got it down to like 110 pounds, and they still did fat jokes to her.
Even though she lost the weight,
I got a fat joke.
What's that?
She was so big, the track team did laps around her. Hello?
Like I said, she became a drunk later on. There was a story.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she was leaving. I don't hear the story, but she was leaving a party apparently one night, like some kind of get together where alcohol was served. And there was a fight, first of all, between her and her husband. There were the kids with them, too. I don't know how old they were. Young enough to be kids. And so there was a little argument that ensued when they were trying to leave because Tracy demanded, listen to me, like TMZ guy here, she demanded to leave or to drive, and he reluctantly let her. And they drove off the road, the side of the road, or crashed or something like that. So no one was hurt. I don't think they were seriously hurt, but there was a little trouble that happened. So Tracy Gold. I think she hang out with like Aaron Moran. That'd be sweet. Get those chicks together.
I heard that she was so big that she had to have the lap band surgery, and they couldn't find a rubber band so big they had to use old tire.
Hey Kyle, have you heard my CD collection? Little CD. Thanks, Jack. those were the Reagan year. Wasn't that a Reagan year also?
Oh, yeah, 80s.
Totally. Yeah, the 80s was a Reagan year. Time of the Reaganses. Was Cheers on yet? I don't remember. Was Cheers on yet or no?
Oh, yeah, Cheers was definitely on in the 80s.
It was already on by then?
Yeah.
Did a Cheers.
Do you guys want to hear a little 80s, 85 music montage?
Montage? You got a montage,
yeah,
dude?
I had a whole montage. I can't take credit. I'm not going to do it myself.
No, DJ Kick My Brother at the helm.
No, yeah, I did not put this together.
No, it's not a, although it could be.
My tape into my Camaro with my T-bone Camaro, you know, and just drive down the street really loud.
You gonna stop for some beer at the 7-Eleven, man? Get
yeah.
Get some away. Cans?
Yeah. Just throw the cans out the top.
Cans? What kind of cans are you going to get? 85. Damn, now you light an 85?
They probably did.
The cans?
I don't know.
85
let's get
cans.
Some Miller Lite.
Coors, get some Coors.
How
no,
can you...
Coors, dude.
How can you play an 80s montage without Huey Lewis?
We played some Huey Lewis earlier.
We played Huey Lewis earlier, man.
I missed that.
Played the whole thing. Wouldn't stop.
It's kind of fired up again, man, for Jack.
I don't know if I can.
I think you can.
That sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah, like
you should probably get that looked at.
That's all done.
Problems.
It's all cooked.
Yeah,
well,
all
right. That was some problems.
Okay. So what other, there was back in time by Huey Lewis, what other songs did he sing? There was a couple
Jack, do you have any more songs off the sports album?
Yeah, he had a whole bunch. It was a hits album, man. He had a whole bunch on sports.
I mean, you guys are doing so good.
It's a good answer, man.
Yeah.
Well, did you want to know the names of the songs?
Yeah,
yeah,
that's kind of
what I was asking when I was at the race.
I work hard for my lady. Let's see what else they have. And,
my lady.
I do it all, whatever it is. My lady. I forgot the name
of lady.
That song. Let me think. He had a whole bunch.
This
man.
Is it. That's the one. That was it.
This is it.
This is it.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Please let me know.
Oh, if this is it, that's right. That's right.
That's the one I remember.
He had good, solid 10 hits off that album.
Well, that dude can play a bunch of. Yeah, he can play for the rest of his life, man. He's all good there.
I want a new drug.
And what about
Prince?
You didn't play
sick.
Any Prince. Prince was huge in the 80s.
The heart of rock and roll.
84? I think 84 is when he released Purple Rain, right?
Who's that? Well, Prince?
Prince.
It was around that time, though. Yeah, it wasn't 85, though.
I want a new drug, and if this is it, off of sports.
Off of those three, that's the only ones we have there? What is it again? If this is it?
It was the heart of rock and roll. The heart of rock and roll. And I want a new drug. And then if this is it.
That's some big hits there off of three of those.
That's three of them, yeah.
Those are the ones I know, and I'd like to do it all for my lady or something
had
like
heart
that.
And soul, so apparently he had Heart and Soul, whatever that is.
Heart and Soul.
Always
be Heart and Soul. Something like that.
Apparently there was four number one hits off of that. Four top 10 hits.
Power
it was
love,
a guy from Genesis,
loves.
Too. He had some hits then, too, didn't he? Lead singer from Genesis.
Oh, Phil Collins.
Besides, not just Phil Collins, but the other guy that was the lead singer that left.
Peter Gabriel.
Robert, what's his name?
Peter Gabriel.
Yeah, Peter. That's what I meant. Peter Robert Gabriel.
You know this one? I didn't mention this one yet.
This is my buddy Patrick Bateman for this song. Really likes this one.
That's right.
No. Hey, should we try and bring another caller on? Yeah, a second. I don't think it's going to hang up. I said try and bring him on. We'll have a four-way. Yeah, a second. Hip to be square. Who was that?
That's Huey Lewis.
My buddy Patrick.
Well,
you
have another caller
big
on the line
too?
There, Chris. If you could stop that, that'd be awesome. We don't need to hear the whole song there, bud.
There you go. Thank you. Really.
This is awesome. This is good radio right here.
Are you playing that off of Tony Walkman?
Putting that person up, man.
Yeah. So we have another caller on.
You mentioned that earlier. Yeah, might as well work on that.
Yeah. We got Jack, and who's our other caller who's on the line here?
Hep to be a square. Yeah. Yay!
Yep. So we have a bunch of callers. This is getting kind of crazy.
Right on.
Hey guys.
Who's on the line
now? This is James from Tallahassee.
Hey James, how are you?
That is something else. I haven't heard that song since 1896. I mean 1996. Well, regardless, I heard it.
Let's give a break. He is from Tallahassee.
That's right. That's right. Are you
what country is Tallahassee
Jack
in?
Yep. I think he's starting his car. Isn't
Tallahassee a third world country?
I think it's in Canada.
Oh, goodness.
What are you talking about?
What? Do I have it on before all?
Yeah.
All about a quarter to three.
Yep. Is that Jack? Is that Hugh Lewis too? Yes, he is. That is. It's Hot and Rock.
You mentioned Huey Lewis, and we get everybody calling in.
That's well, right.
He was
That's
very
right.
popular.
Ladies, calm down, ladies. Ladies, please.
Who's calling me a lady?
I don't know. Come through that radio, get you. I do find it amazing that he had Huey Lewis queued up on his phone here. He was very popular, apparently.
Oh, he's great with Coke, man.
Yep. Well, who was that? We did hear a clip of it. Robert Plant, not Robert Plant. Who was the guy that
Peter Gabriel.
Yeah.
Peter Gabriel.
But what was the guy that, you know, like he was doing that thing where he was hanging himself and masturbating and died? What was that band?
Jesus Christ.
I think that was a dream you had.
No, it's, I'll tell you. 80s.
Jesus.
You must be having those bad dreams because you got married.
Yeah, here you go. Here you go. Cindy Licker.
Mm-hmm.
And she married the old wrestling guy.
Wow.
Remember him with the rubber band in his beard?
Yeah, Captain Lou. So, Tallahassee Jim, what are you doing with yourself tonight? Just going around listening to 80s music in your car?
Goodness gracious.
Tallahassee Jim.
Yep.
I know this song.
I'd say, if I was a fun time, man, that was a good time.
Is Tallahassee Jim spanking off at the curb like in that movie with those guys?
Oh, yeah, in excess.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, that's from NXS, Michael Hutchins. He's the one. Remember that?
Do you remember
NXS?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember NXS, yeah. He's the one that what, though?
He killed him. Well, he mistakenly killed himself.
Yeah, he's trying to have a little too much fun.
What happened to that
so
last
he,
song? I read it. It's sticker on a Cadillac.
Yeah. He was found dead in his hotel room. His death was reported to be a result of suicide, but wasn't really suicide.
No, not at all. You're talking about some dark subjects, man. You want to talk about something happier?
Yeah.
That whole dark thing. A lot of people, you know, can relate to that, especially this time. You know, this time of year, we're just trying to be happy, starting off a new year.
You know how much. You know how much a gallon of gasoline was in 1985?
What happened? Say other
how much a gallon
of...
That's not my radio.
Well,
you know
that,
how much a gallon of gasoline was in 1985?
What was it?
A gallon of gasoline.
It? I'm going to say 99 cents.
You're going to say or you're going to guess?
I'm going to say it.
You're going to say?
I'm guessing.
79. 79 cents.
You would all be incorrect. It was $1.88. How interesting.
Really?
That's what it is today.
Well, that's because of the Russians.
No.
not that because of the Russians. It's because of the Indians, and not the Indians with the dot, but the ones with the turban. The pole star.
I think it's more of the U.S. Well, I guess the embargo. I guess the trade or whatever. They're trying to put a little pressure on the Russian economies. And it's the same reason.
You have 3 minutes left in the show. You said embargo.
Damn, pull up.
And that's a. Yeah, that's why they're friends with Cuba now, and that's nothing to do with the Indians, in my opinion. But who am I?
Damn Ethiopians.
Who is that Robert, who is the other, there's like a Robert singer in the 80s too, Robert Palmer, yeah. Robert Palmer.
Do you know that in 1985, there was a TWA plane hijacked? Did you know that?
Yeah, I did hear about that business, yeah.
You remember that? And when they were on there, the stewardess was going up and down the aisle, and she was asking everybody on the plane if they would like some TWA tea.
Yeah,
that's fine. You that one? Yep. I got it. So wasn't that the same year that a cruise ship was hijacked?
Yeah, there was a cruise ship. I know there was the one with the hijacking, and that they had like 100 passengers on it, and then they went back and like dropped off 64, and Reagan postponed his
that was an Italian cruise ship. An Italian cruise ship. You're right.
Oh, it was a cruise ship? Oh, I thought it was a flight.
Yeah,
it was.
Italian
it was in 85. Yep.
Damn Italian.
It was an Italian cruise ship. That's very good, Jack. Look at you.
Jack, that was up. He just like did a fucking cruise ship, bitches.
Yep.
On the plane.
The PLO.
The Palestinian
and the Greenpeace boat was sunk by the Russians.
And this is the
The Cold War was still going on in 86 or 85, right? The Cold War was still going on. So the Cold War happening.
Yep. That was the heart of it. I mean, we had to do duck and cover drills in school. I remember that.
Yeah, that didn't seem like it was going to work very well. When you're under your desk, you can't really defend yourself very well.
Yeah, it's kind of like, what's the point?
When you're under your desk and you can't...
How about the Challenger?
The Challenger, yep. Yeah, you know what, just today, if you think about all the
Challenger, wait, the Challenger was 86. I think we mentioned the Discovery was 85, right?
Yep, sure.
Boom.
They have duck and cover good with all the guns in school today. Maybe duck and cover drills are probably a pretty good idea again.
Did you also know that in 85 is when they actually discovered the Titanic wreckage, too?
I like when they were
bought. Really?
I was looking back to that future. On that
this was boat. A song, and this was one of the big hits in 85.
Yeah, nothing.
Hey, hi, one roll. How about this? Or keep it there. Just shut it down.
We got about 30 seconds left. Hey,
all right.
Jack and Jim, or whoever your name is from Tallahassee.
Tallahassee.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for playing your radio for us. That was very nice. And Jack, thanks for taking time out of your prison schedule to call in for us. It's very good.
Thank you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we'll be back.
And next
week,
all your tax dollar. We'll be back next week.
That's right. We'll be back next week. All right. Thanks, everybody. Peace out.
Good night.
Thanks for checking out the Kick My Brother podcast with Chris and Kyle. Be sure to check us out on Twitter @KickMyBrother for past episodes and all that's going on.